gather in the Lord's house as a community of faith to worship our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let's prepare our hearts and minds to worship this day. Good morning. It's good to gather in the Lord's house this day. He has blessed us with a beautiful day to worship our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you are a guest with us, welcome. Welcome to First Baptist Church of Elon. We are excited that you have decided to join us in worship this morning. We look forward to you gathering and joining us in a time of celebration as we lift up praises to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As we gather here today for worship, we do want to point out some ministry opportunities that we have coming up in the life of our church. I do want to remind our youth group that tonight we do have our youth intensity study at 5 o'clock in the youth room. I look forward to y'all joining me tonight at 5 for that time of study and watching a movie and enjoying dinner and discussion following that. We also want to thank all of y'all that participated in our in-gathering, our first Sunday in-gathering this morning as you collected food for our food pantry. We were talking this week in staff meeting. Over the last month and a half, we have seen an increased need in our community. We have had numerous individuals come by the church seeking help with food needs in our community, especially with school being out right now. Many children, many families coming by. So thank you for the donations that you brought this Sunday. If you forgot to bring it this Sunday, you can bring those anytime. We want to let you know that any Sunday, or you want to bring it by during the week to restock our pantry. But thank you for the donations that you brought this morning. Those will be used to restock our pantry so we can help those that stop by on sometimes a daily and a weekly basis here at First Baptist Elon. You'll hear more about a collection that's taking place right now in just a few moments for our school children that Paul will be coming to share some details about in just a few moments. Those boxes are located upstairs and in the foyer as well. I also want to remind our senior adults, we do have our senior adult breakfast this Tuesday. Anybody is welcome to gather. You're our senior adult at heart. I love enjoying our gathering on Tuesday mornings, our first Tuesday every month. We meet at 40 West Grill at 8:30, so come join us this Tuesday. We also have a senior adult trip scheduled for next Monday as we travel to the farmer's market in Greensboro. Time of lunch and the time of fellowship and the time of walking up and gathering some of the local produce from our community. So if you want to go with us, you can sign up in the communication center or in the Sunday school classrooms. That'll be next Monday for that fun and fellowship trip. I also want to remind our ministry teams, if you have not gotten your names in to Janice for this upcoming year for our ministry teams, those will be voted on at our Elon Roundtable meeting on August 18th. So if you have not gotten those names to Janice, please do so. Send an email or talk to her or call her tomorrow so we can have those lists into her so we can have that ready for our August 18th roundtable meeting. There are many other announcements going on. If you do not pick up a newsletter, our August newsletter are available in the foyer as you leave this morning. Many other exciting things going on you can find in your bulletin and in the newsletter this week. As we prepare our hearts and minds to worship this morning, we look at our opening scripture passage. It comes from Psalm 33, reading verses 12 through 22. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he chose for his inheritance. From heaven, the Lord looks down and sees all mankind. From his dwelling place, he watches all who live on earth. He who forms the hearts of all, who considers everything they do. No king is saved by the size of his army. No warrior escapes by his great strength. A horse is a vain hope for deliverance. Despite all its great strength, it cannot save. But the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him, on those whose hope is in his unfailing love, to deliver them from death and keep them alive in famine. We wait in hope for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In him our heart rejoice, for we trust in his holy name. May your unfailing love rest upon us, O Lord, even as we put our hope in you. Let us put our hope in him as we go to the Lord in prayer this morning. In you alone we put our hope, God the Father, creator and sustainer, who gives all good things, seen and unseen. In you alone we put our hope, God the Son, Savior and Redeemer, who died for our sins and rose again. In you alone we put our hope, God the Spirit, teacher and comforter, who moves us to sing, we seek you first. In you alone we put our hope. We lift this prayer in the name of Jesus the Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As we stand to worship this morning, we stand to sing our hymn of praise, our Savior Worthy of Praise medley. Please stand.
Blessed be. let the people say.
Amen. Amen.
You may be seated.
Good morning. I'm here to give you a friendly reminder, okay? We are sponsoring a classroom collection campaign that is sponsored in Alamance County by the Alamance Chamber of Commerce. But we have a student supply list, which you can find out in the foyer if you haven't already seen one. And we will be collecting through next Sunday, the 11th. And we'll turn those over to the everything that we've collected to the Alamance Chamber, and they will make sure children in need get school supplies. Now go with me on a little trip now. Field trip. No, we're not going to leave the sanctuary, David. They're here for you. In your mind, I want you to go back to when you were a student in elementary, middle, or high school, or even college.
Oh, I can remember that.
Yes, you can. I'll help. Okay. Think how you felt on that first day of school. It was the best day of the whole year. You had been out of school since May, June. It is the best day. Okay. There's no homework to turn in. There's nothing, you know, you're there. And you got those new school supplies. You've got a notebook and maybe a book bag and maybe some composition books and some pencils. And everybody's so proud of that. They bring their book bag in and they set their book bag down and you get started on the first day of school. Think how you would have felt if you walked into the classroom with nothing. We need to take care of those children. Those children and young adults are not bringing school supplies by their fault. They're, through no fault of their own do they not have the school supplies they need. We don't even need to know why they don't have the school supplies. We just need to know that they're taken care of. So please, you don't have to buy everything on this list. Oh no, don't do that. Just buy the things on there that you feel comfortable buying. Those calculators at the bottom of the list are rather expensive. But I found one last year for a student who needed one because one of my friends had retired from his job and he had that calculator and he didn't need it anymore. So see what you can find to help some children start off that school year the very best way that they can. Thank you.
Thank you, Paula. Our offertory hymn this morning is Have Faith in God, hymn number 405. Let's stand and sing.
Cares and your burdens upon him and leave them there, oh, leave them.
us pray. Dear Lord, you are worthy of praise indeed. We thank you for all of your many blessings. We pray for peace for our country. We pray for those that need you in their hearts. We ask your blessings on our church as we seek our next pastor, and please continue to be with our pastor search committee. We lift up all of those on our prayer list and ask for your healing hand to help them. Bless these gifts and the givers through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Our second scripture reading today comes from Genesis chapter 15, reading verses 1 through 6. After this, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your very great reward. But Abram said, O sovereign Lord, what can you give me since I remain childless, and the one who will inherit my estate is Eliezer of Damascus? And Abram said, you have given me no children, so a servant in my household will be my heir. Then the word of the Lord came to him, this man will not be your heir, but a son coming from your own body will be your heir. He took him outside and said, look up at the heavens and count the stars, if indeed you can count them. Then he said to him, so shall your offspring be. Abram believed the Lord, and he credited it to him as righteousness. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Jesus, you brought heaven down. Tells us, and your relationships with one another have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Death could not hold you, the veil tore before you, you silenced the boast of sin and grave. The heavens are roaring, the praise of
Amen. Thank you, Macon. Macon, you will be in our prayers. Saturday, she ventures to ECU. Carroll family, you will be in our prayers this weekend. Let's go to the Lord in prayer this day. Father, we feel your presence. Father, we need your presence. Not just in this place, but across our country, across our world. May your spirit move within us to make a difference. We lift up communities that are mourning this day. El Paso, Dayton, so many others that have been riddled with violence. Communities that may not get the headlines but are still grieving loss. Father, we just lift them up to you. Father, we are in your hands. Amen. You may notice I am not Norman. Norman fell this week. He is recovering. He is doing better. Hopefully he will be back with us next Sunday. So be in prayer for him as he recovers. And as I come to you this morning, I'm not going to preach the sermon I wrote for this morning. As I went to bed last night, I went to bed in tears. I went to bed praying for the community of El Paso. And as I woke up this morning, expecting the headlines to be El Paso, I woke up this morning with headlines of Dayton. So I apologize. I apologize because the Spirit is moving me in a different direction this morning. So the scripture passage that's in your bulletin, if you've got your Bibles with you, don't turn to that passage. The scripture passages that went with the sermon, this service today, they don't match. So if you got your Bibles with me, turn to Romans chapter 12, verse 21. This is the verse that I prayed as I went to bed last night. Romans chapter 12, 21. It's a verse that, it's a powerful verse from Paul to the church at Rome. It's a powerful verse. It comes at the tail end of a chapter on love. And it's actually a verse that when 9/11 happened, I was actually at Campbell University Divinity School. And we were actually in chapel service when the word came to, when the crisis happened, when the event happened. And this was the verse that we prayed. And this is the verse that I have gone to over and over again when these countless acts of tragedy and crisis and violence have happened in our way too often time since then. And this has been my touchstone every time something like this has happened. And so I share that with you today. So if you're ever in a time of need, in a time of doubt, in a time of crisis, where you just don't know where to turn, I encourage you, Romans 12, verse 21. This is the one I go to. And so I share that with you today. If you're ever needing a verse, this is the one that I go to. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. The reason why I go to this passage is this. Have you ever been beside a body of water that is still? A lake or a pond where the water is just still? It happens rarely. Because there's always something that is causing that water to move. But if you're ever beside a body of water where the water is still and something touches that water. Maybe it's a bug that lands on that water, or maybe it's a fish that comes up and messes the top of that water, or maybe you pick up a stone or you throw it into the water. And as soon as that object touches the surface of that water, you notice there's a rippling effect, right? It doesn't just affect that one spot on that body of water. It creates a domino effect, a rippling effect, that it affects the entire body. That is the effect of human action and human word in our world today. Every word we speak, every action that we take has an effect, a ripple effect on the world in which we live. Think about it. The words you speak to your children, the words you speak to your spouse, the words you speak to your coworkers has a ripple effect. It affects how that individual feels, how that individual reflects or echoes those words, the actions that they take, it has a ripple effect. Think about the actions that you take. If I go down, and I would never do this to Gay because I love Gay to death, we work well together, but if I were to go down here and push Gay off her pew, what would happen to Gay?
I'd say, ow.
She would say, ow, and she'd fall to the floor. I would never do that. Gay has a falling problem. She falls quite a bit. And I would never want to affect that on her. But Gay would fall, and it would have an effect, because then Gay would get injured. Gay would have to go to the doctor. Jerry would be mad at me because Jerry would have to take care of her for the extended period of time. It has a ripple effect. Every word we speak or every action that we take has a ripple effect into the world. Every word we speak, every action we take. And we might not think so. And we might not think, well, it doesn't come back to me. It does not affect me, but it does. And that's what Paul was trying to tell to the Romans, the Roman church here. They were living in the midst of a dynamic empire, an empire that everything that the Roman Empire did affected everybody else. And he was saying, you know what? You're like that little insect in the middle of this great big pond. So remember, you may seem like you're the minuscule little nothing in the middle of this great, huge empire, but the words that you speak and the actions that you take are going to have a significant ripple effect. You just wait and see. So when you speak the words that you speak to your neighbor, speak them with love. When you act to that neighbor, act with love. The unfortunate part is that ripple effect works the opposite way too. So when I speak with harshness, it has that negative effect. So when we speak with hatred and bigotry, it has that negative effect. When I treat someone with hate, it has that negative effect. Evidence of that in the country in which we live today. So the question is, what do we as a church, the Christian church, and what do we as First Baptist Church of Elon, and what do we as me as David Durham, Christian living in Elon, North Carolina, what is my role? Well, first off, we pray. We pray for the communities of El Paso. We pray for Dayton. We pray for the community out in California who just a week ago, we've already forgotten that there was a shooting out there. We pray for those communities. We start with that, but that's not where we stop. We don't just pray. That's not where it stops. We have to act. We act and we speak and we talk. We have to be the positive to the negative. We have to be the good to the bad. We have to be the opposite. Because just as Paul said in Romans 12, 21, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. We don't repay evil with evil. We repay evil with good. We get slapped on one cheek, we turn and say, slap the other. It's not easy. It's not easy. We live in a world that teaches us the opposite. I'm going to get you back. But that's not what Christ did. What did Christ do? Did he fight back? Did he fight back from the cross? He said, no, I'll take it. That's what our faith says. Our faith says, we take it. And we love. We sacrifice. And we let our actions and our words speak the love that everyone needs to see. We're tired of seeing this over and over and over again, so we need to start making a difference. And it starts with us. It starts with us. It starts right here. We each individually have to be willing to make a difference. What are you willing to do? What am I willing to do to make a difference? What good are you willing to do? What ripple effect are you willing to do to make a difference? What ripple effect is First Baptist Elon willing to do to make a difference? Because if we start it individually and as a community of faith, as a family of faith, and then every church in our community starts that effect, guess what? The positive is going to outweigh the negative. That's how it starts. And then the stories on the news are the positive. And then when we wake up on Sunday morning, we're reading about school children getting supplies that they need for first day of school rather than another shooting. That's what I'm waiting for. That's what I'm praying for. But it starts now. It starts now. It's kind of funny. The passage of scripture that I was going to use this morning to preach my sermon on was using the story of Hebrews, talking about the great patriarchs of our faith and Abraham, and Abram using being told by God to go and I'll lead you to a land of place you don't know where I'm telling you to go. Just go in faith and go in hope, not trusting what you can see but what I can see. That's where we're walking. We're trusting God and we're hoping in God that He will guide us in hoping as a congregation. We are in a time of interim. We don't know where God is leading us, but we know that God's leading us. We put our faith and trust in God. We walk by faith, not by sight. We walk by faith, not by sight. Let's start making a ripple effect. In words and in our actions. We close our sermon time out this morning with a time of prayer. And Becky, I'm going to ask you to do something a little bit different today. If you can come over to the piano for a minute and just play for our invitation hymn, just to start with, just some music, just some quiet music. We're going to spend a few moments just with Becky playing. Just some silence. Just let's be in prayer. Now I challenge you to think about how God is going to use this time. Use you. Use our community of faith. Use First Baptist Elon in this time of ripple effect. And then I'll have us stand and we'll sing our invitation hymn. But just use this time. If you want to come to the altar, you're welcome to during this prayer time. And then we'll have our normal invitation hymn. But use this next few minutes just this is a time of thinking. What is God challenging you to do? What ripple effect is God challenging you to use today? Let's pray and let's reflect. For El Paso, and as we pray for Dayton, as we pray for how God is challenging us to make a difference, make a ripple, to cause a change in our community, a change, make a change as a congregation here at First Baptist Eagle Arms. We come to you, Father, we know that you are going to move, you are going to make a difference, and you use us as instruments. Father, we give you thanks for that. Father, as we come to this time of invitation, as we come to this time of commitment, maybe this is the first time you are challenging us. Maybe this is the first time that we have realized that this is our opportunity to come to you, dedicating our lives to you. Father, we come to you this day, giving our life to you. Maybe this is the time that you recognize that First Baptist Eagle Arms is a church home that you see that this is a place that you can see that this is a congregation looking to make a difference in our community. We look forward to coming today and making this place your home. Maybe you've fallen off the path. Maybe you've been struggling with making a difference in the world, and you recognize that today is the day to rededicate your life to making a difference. Today is the day. Today is the day. Father, we come to you today, lifting this prayer to you. Amen. Let us stand and sing our song of invitation.
Okay. Let's turn to hymn number 320. It's not going to be on the screen. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Hymn number 320.